A 63-year-old woman from Tuscola County has claimed a $3.98 million jackpot from the Michigan Lottery after matching all six numbers in the February 21st Lotto 47 drawing. Lottery officials say the winning ticket was purchased at Brian's Market in North Branch, located in North Branch, Michigan. The winner said she didn't initially realize she had the winning ticket until a family member sent a text message mentioning that the jackpot winning ticket had been sold at the same store where she had bought hers. Curious, she began scanning the ticket using the Michigan Lottery app. About halfway through the stack of tickets in her purse, the scanner displayed the jackpot amount. The winning numbers for the drawing were 17, 25, 34, 37, 39, and 42. The woman chose to take the prize as one-time lump sum payment of about $2.7 million instead of annual payments, totaling the full jackpot. She says she plans to use the winnings to pay off bills and enjoy a more comfortable lifestyle. And more than 187,000 Michigan students and their families are receiving letters about potential college tuition assistance through the state's Tuition Incentive Program, or TIP. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement and Potential, says the notices are meant to help students understand early that financial aid may be available for certificates, associate degrees, and even some bachelor degrees costs at participating Michigan colleges. High school juniors and seniors received letters confirming eligibility and outlining steps like completing an FAFSA and setting up a student aid account. Younger eligible students and their families received information encouraging them to start planning for future education and career options. To qualify, students must have had Medicaid coverage for at least 24 months during a three-year period between age 9 and high school graduation. During the 2024-25 academic year, nearly 40,000 students received TIP support, saving Michigan families more than $118 million in tuition costs. And when we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the check list and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, help identify behavioral health needs in the Thumb. The Thumb Community Health Partnership, or TCHP, is launching a behavioral health survey in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties, running through March 31st, 2026. Community input is essential to the survey's success. The TCHP is encouraging participation from everyone, the general public, community leaders, and professionals who work with individuals experiencing behavioral health challenges, including primary care providers and mental health providers. Participants can access the survey via the TCHP homepage at www.thumbhealth.org. Or in this article, there is a link directly to the Thumb Health Survey. As an added incentive, individuals who complete the survey have a chance to win one of 40 $25 gift cards. The primary goal of the survey is to gather valuable insights regarding behavioral health needs throughout the region. This information will enable TCHP member organizations to develop effective strategies and enhance mental health services and overall wellness for Thumb area residents. To reach as many people as possible, TCHP will promote the survey through newsletters, Facebook posts, emails, and by offering paper surveys to local health departments, medical offices, and community events such as pop-up food pantries. For additional information about the survey and its impact on the Thumb community, you can contact Kelly Braun, TCHP Programs Director, at braun@thumbhealth.org. That's Braun, B-R-A-U-N, at thumbhealth.org. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.